I was at conference Saturday. Sweet lady came up to me, said, "How do I keep from getting so angry so fast? They just get to me. Help. Help me." She didn't exactly say it like that. I exaggerate for radio emphasis. That is one of the most common questions I get from parents. I'm not like this with anybody else. Why do I get so angry so quickly with my kids? They're my children. I get down on my knees every night and thank God for the blessings of them in my life. And then 2.5 minutes later, I can't believe the volume coming out of my mouth. The words coming out of my mouth. I don't talk to anybody in the world like I talk to my kids. And then I sit down and I get on my knees and I pray to God and I say, "Thank you so much for the blessings of my children." And I can hear God's voice saying, "Well, then why do you treat them that way?" And I was like, "Oh, no, I thought I was so holy." And then I go to confession, and every other week I say, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned, and I'm not patient with my children, and I say things that I shouldn't say things, and I can't believe how frustrated I get, and I play favors." And I was really reluctant to do this monologue today because I figured none of you could relate to it. You'd wonder, what is he talking about? Maybe he gets like that, but I most certainly don't. Dr. Ray, you really missed it on this one. Usually you give commentaries that people can relate to, that they feel has relevance to their lives, but this time, I read about a parent once in New Zealand in 1853 who raised her voice at her kid, sorta, once. Well, if by some remote chance you happen to be like that parent in New Zealand in 1853 that raised your voice once to your kid, let me give some thoughts. One of the reasons we get so frustrated is we are not used to dealing with people on a day-to-day basis that takes so long to be socialized. We want to deal with people who you can reason with. We want to deal with people that you can ask them something and it will be accepted. We like dealing with people that you can just make your case and they look at you and say, "Oh, hadn't thought about it that way. Good one. Good one. That's a good one. I'll alter my behavior accordingly." We like that in our lives. We like people who don't throw themselves on the floor and kick and scream. We like people that if we're going to leave, they'll kind of go with us. They won't resist us. We like people who don't look at us and say, "No!" We like people who don't start crying. Basically, we don't like childish people. We like them to be grown up. Unfortunately, the nature of children is to be childish and not grown up. Actually, the nature of most adults is to be that way. They just do it in a more sophisticated way. So when we live day in and day out with this, it's relentless. It gets to us. Never stops. You couple that with the fact that improvement often occurs agonizingly slowly. It's not something you can measure over weeks, and it isn't something you can probably measure over months. You usually need years to see improvement of a significant nature. So because of this, we humans, we want results. We're microwave. We want them now. How long is this going to take? Look, I've been working with this kid for 6 months now. Finally, I got so frustrated, I just sent him to run an errand next door and moved while he was gone. Another reason why we get frustrated, we take their behavior personally. After all we're doing for them, all the ways we're trying to help them, all the ways we love them, all the ways we show affection, all the things we give to them, this is the response we get? This is the conduct? This is the attitude of gratitude? This is the moodiness? This is the disdain? It just grates on you, doesn't it? I know it does me. That's probably the biggest one for me, by the way. That's the biggest one for me. When I see in my children an uncooperativeness that I attribute to lack of gratitude, a lack of recognition of how much they get, how much they have, how easy it is on them materially, option-wise. That's a tough one for me. We get frustrated because we wait too long to act. If you got two kids gone at each other, and you've warned them, and you've nagged them, and you've told them to stop, and you've tried to ignore them, and you've done everything in your power for the last 27 minutes, and finally you've had enough, and you react, and you say, see, look at how I got. Well, yeah, nobody can go 27 minutes of taking that kind of irritation, turbulence, and pounding and not lose a grip. Poor Mother Teresa could come to your house and say, I got to go back to India. The people there are much more grateful. Yeah, I mean, she just worked with lepers who appreciated what she was doing. She didn't have to deal with a six-year-old who didn't want to get in a car. Now, that's a different story. Kind of humbling, isn't it? Makes you feel like you're not as holy as you thought. Because you thought you were kind of pretty holy there, and then you keep adding kids, and you're getting less and less holy as you add more kids. Because your level of frustration is dropping. Because they break things and they smash things and they make things ugly around the house and they ruin things and they wreck things. And I come home every day and I find something else wrecked. Was it Saturday or Friday? I sealed the driveway down at the end. You know, the blacktop apron down at the end of your driveway? So I sealed it. And I waited a couple days, figured it was all kind of dried off. And I was figuring, well, you know, I'll just kind of take the barriers away, and nobody's really going to come in here for the next several hours. I'll give it 7 more hours to dry, except my son, who just drove right in there. Well, how did I know he drove in there? Well, because there were black tracks up the driveway. I didn't shoot him. No. I just drove his car off a cliff. No, I didn't. He's a good kid. He's not on drugs. So, how do you stay calm? Several things. One, behavior is not aimed at you personally. Keep that in mind. Two, it takes forever to socialize and moralize another human being. And if you want to know how long it takes, look at yourself. You keep going to confession, don't you? Keep telling God you're sorry, don't you? Then you turn around and do the same things. I know I do. Three, don't take it personal. It isn't personal. These are kids who want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and you are in the way. It has nothing to do with you. Four, act sooner in the chain. Don't wait for 22 minutes as you flailed your way verbally and emotionally to try to get it under control. And when you finally just can't take it anymore, you start doing something about it. Do something about it right away, quick, before you're that upset, before you're that frustrated, before you have to go to the priest and say, Father, I can't believe what came out of my mouth toward my kid. They're going to be on Springer, I know it, with 9 other folks sitting around in a circle. And I know he's going to be their leader talking about me.